And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From our New York studio, Dawn Lemon. Good morning.
Where did you get that? I would like to talk to you.
You like it?
I like it. Did you guys see the Golden Globes on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sybil did. Watched the whole
Sybil
thing.
Sybil watched the whole thing.
The entire show.
She DVR'd and everything. She's got that yellow dress,
said
too.
That.
No, she sat right there.
I went through the whole live.
Whole 3 hours.
All right. Well, if you saw it then, did you notice a theme running through much of the event? The films, the winners, the presenters, and the hosts?
And how white it was?
White.
Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Andy Samberg, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Will Forte, are all current or former Saturday Night Live cast members. Did you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
They are all part of a very successful and growing number of SNL alum who are having their way in film and television in Hollywood. They are becoming industry power brokers. That is why it was so important last week when SNL hired its first African-American woman cast member in more than 6 years, Shasir Zameda. That's why it was so important last week that the show hired two African-American women writers, LaKendra Tookes and Leslie Jones. Many questioned why it was such a big deal or even a news story. The answer to that is that it's big news because it's a leap forward for diversity, and I'm going to tell you why. The key things that diversity offers are opportunity, access, and exposure. These three women will all now have the opportunity to hone their crafts and skills with some of the best comedy writers in the world. They will have access to resources they probably did not have before in their previous positions. And the exposure they and their work will get worldwide is virtually unlimited. What a blessing for all women, but especially for women of color. Comedy is a tough business, but comedians and women comedy writers will tell you it's even harder for them. Comedian Cheryl Underwood told me last week on CNN that as funny as she is, it was very difficult to be taken seriously as a woman in the business and that she had to finance many of her own projects in order to remain viable. As I sat watching the Golden Globes, I couldn't help but think about all the people who had written me saying the hiring of black women on SNL wasn't a news story or a big deal. If you don't think the opportunity to work for a show like SNL is a big deal, perhaps you should ask just a few of the people whose career it helped launch. Maybe you'll recognize some of them. I hope you have some time. Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Maya Angelou, Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, Maya Rudolph, not Maya Angelou, sorry. Chevy Chase, I was going to say, well, that would be huge, right? Chevy Chase. Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, John Belushi, Jane Curtin, John Lovitz, Dennis Miller, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, Phil Hartman, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, David Spade, Tim Meadows, Norm Macdonald, Billy Crystal, Robert Downey Jr., Ben Stiller, Kevin Nealon, Damon Wayans, Larry David, and so on and so on and so on. There's many more. And hopefully you can now add to that Shasir Zameda, LaKendra Tookes, and Leslie Jones.
Big Les.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of Les. I'm so proud of Les. Because she's a TJMS alum.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. She's one of us.
There you go.
All right, Don.
Good job.